The 2,300-some miles is about half of the roads and trails in the Shawamigan-Nicolet forests. The Forest Service says they are unauthorized roads that people use and maintain without their approval. Still, Forest Service Deputy Supervisor Tony Erba says people can petition to have these back roads opened, but that doesn't make hunting and off-road motorized vehicle groups happy. Wisconsin Hunters Rights Coalition spokesman Bob Welch says these are the only ways for hunters to get deeper into the forest and are often only used a few times a year.
They've got it all backwards. They're saying we're going to close all the roads and then you come and petition us and try to get it open again, rather than saying we're going to look at every road and then close the ones we think need to be closed. They have, within their own code and their own rules, the standards that recommend when they want to close a road. They just completely ignored all those.
Erba says the forests are open to all hunters as well as backpackers, campers, bicyclists, and people riding horses.
We're getting, you know, two voices, essentially, give us more motorized access. Do not give us more motorized access, and so we're trying to find a balance.
The appeal asks that the U.S. Forest Service overturn its September decision and examine roads on a case-by-case basis. Welch says even if it takes a few years, it's a fairer approach. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.